Welcome everybody to the Motivation, Inspiration, and Positivity Podcast. My name is Michael Bunnell. Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. Without further ado, let's get straight into it. Okay, so I'm going to be a little bit selfish today, and I am going to talk about myself. So who I am, what it is that I want to do with this podcast, and why I started a podcast in the first place. So like I said, my name is Michael Bunnell. I'm 25 years old. I currently live in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You know, I am many things, but none are more important to me than being a survivor of depression, anxiety, and an eating disorder. You know, these are things that I struggled with. I still do struggle with on a daily basis, but now I am actually aware of them, and I feel like I'm making progress in overcoming those. So when I was in college, I was diagnosed with depression. Everybody in my family had been diagnosed with depression. So I wanted to be that one like saving grace almost, where I didn't want to admit it, although I knew I had it. So I held off for as long as I could, and finally it got to the point where I wouldn't even leave my dorm room. I would literally sit and stare at blank walls for hours on end because I didn't know what to do with my life, and I knew I needed help. So really the tipping point for getting help was actually almost ending my life, and that's something that I never want to go through again. That's something I never want to put my family through again. So before I saw a doctor for that, I wanted to try coping with my own methods. I wanted to diet and exercise, lose weight, because I was a little bit hefty in high school. You know, I was teased because I was never really good looking, or I played sports and was never really good at the sports. You know, I mean, I was decent, but I never really excelled. And so when you don't excel at sports and you're a little bit heftier, people are generally going to make fun of you. That's just how it was for me anyhow. So when I got to college, I really wanted to just redefine myself and started dieting and exercising. The weight was just like melting off. Like I cannot, it's scary how fast it melted off. I ended up losing, I want to say like up to 60 pounds within 8 months. Like that's how unhealthy I was, even while losing the weight. Like I wanted it off fast. So I did everything. I starved myself on end just to lose the weight. And so really that led to my eating disorder, a bad relationship with food, where that's probably the hardest struggle for me still to this day is food, because when you train your mind to only go out to eat and eat based on the nutritional information, you know, that's pretty hard to overcome after doing it for 6 years. That's a pretty hard habit to break. But I'm finally starting to see like the positives in life and focusing more on the opportunity instead of, you know, just living for a number. And that's something that I really want to stress is no matter who you are, no matter what it is that you're going through in life, never be defined by a number or somebody else's opinion. Those are honestly the worst things you can do. And so since I had been dealing with an eating disorder, I wasn't really hanging out with many people in college, such as friends or just meeting new people. It was more so go to the gym, go to class, living out of Tupperware containers, and just staying on my diet, never breaking it, never giving myself a cheat day. Even on my 22nd birthday, I didn't have a piece of cake because I didn't want to get fat. Like, that's how bad it had gotten. You know, that all led to anxiety. I've dealt with that for, like I said, 6 years now. And really, that's my motivation behind starting this podcast. I want to be that relatable person where people can be like, wow, I know exactly what he's talking about. Or I feel that same way. Or I felt that same way before. You know, we all go through our own struggles in life. No matter who you are, you're going to struggle. There's going to be many highs, lows, ups, downs, whatever. But we all have the strength to overcome whatever it is that we want to overcome in life. Like, if you truly put your mind to something, you can overcome it no matter what. How do I know? Because I was this depressed person. And one day I was like, you know what? I'm done. I just want to set out on a mission, live a happy life, give up like everything negative in my life. So what did I do? I surrounded myself with what I wanted to become. I surrounded myself with positivity, and I surrounded myself with motivation. every single morning, I would go, or I still do this actually, I go look in the mirror and say, today's going to be a great day and that I look good. When you start your day out with a win, and you know, you're setting yourself up for success for the rest of the day. And so that's what I would do. I'd go in the car, turn on the podcast, listen to uplifting and motivational podcasts for the entire 35-minute drive to work. While I was at work, I would read blogs on my computer. Don't tell my bosses, but yeah, I would read blogs and just try to get as much motivation and positivity in my life as I possibly could. Like, I had been living a negative life for 6 years. The amount of positivity that I was consuming myself with was definitely making up for those 6 years of negativity. Like, it was all I thought about, all I talked about, and it just became my life. And I realized through my journey here that I want it to be my life. Like, that's something I truly believe in, as I want to help others to find motivation and positivity in life, or in their own life. And I want to be that relatable person who people can come to with questions. I don't want to hold anything back. I might not be the best writer or the best talker, but I think one thing that I'm really going to strive to do is to be 100% transparent with you guys. So if you ask me how many calories I consumed on a day, I'll tell you, and I'll tell you why I did it. If you ask me how many times I've thrown up from food, I'll tell you why I did it. Because through every single negative situation, there is a positive that can be taken away from it. So everything in my life that has happened that resulted in a negative situation or whatever, I can look back at those experiences now and be like, okay, well, that was stupid, but here's something positive that I can take away from it, and here's something that I can learn. That's what my life is all about. My life is about learning and developing and living the happiest life that I can possibly live. To be honest with you guys, that's what my blog and podcast do for me, is they help me to reach people and they help me to spread my message. And that's what my purpose in life is to help others. That's what I want to do with my life. And so I'm going to continue to do it no matter what. Through my blog, through my podcast, I want to help people. And so that's, like I said, that's really my purpose for starting a podcast and just podcasting in general, is I want to help people. You know, while people have always doubted me throughout my life, I honestly don't really even care anymore. People can say whatever they want to say about me. I post my blog to Facebook, I post my blog to Twitter, everything, because I want people to know that I'm here. If they look at me and say, well, you're dumb because you have a mental illness, or, you know, even now say, wow, you have a mental illness, and they think down on me, then shame on them. I don't need those people in my life anyhow. My life is all about happiness and positivity. And I honestly would have never have thought that even 6 months ago that I'd be podcasting and blogging about happiness and positivity. I actually probably would have laughed at myself, calling myself a pansy or a sissy or other inappropriate names that I really don't want to say. But I was naive, and I was so close-minded and focused that, you know, there wasn't a way to implement happiness and positivity in life. You know, I didn't realize that they were skill sets that we need to work on a daily basis. So I'm going to be making it my job to continue to build on my own journey, but to also help others to start journeys of their own. So if you guys are interested, I'm not sure how often I'm going to be podcasting, but I definitely want to start getting in the habit of it. It would mean a lot to me if you could subscribe to the podcast, like, whatever. All the feedback is appreciated. I will also link my blog down in the description below. Feel free to go over, check that out. Like I said, I post there every single day. A lot of the same stuff, motivation and inspiration. It would greatly mean a lot to me. Any feedback means a lot to me. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you next time.